My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He joins me now to explain why the federal government should play no part in helping to bail out the city of Detroit, which recently filed for bankruptcy. But according to recent reports, the federal government might be doing just that, at least in the first stage, to the tune of about $100 million. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be with you.
Well, this is the lead from yesterday's story in the Detroit Free Press. The Obama administration and state officials are in discussions on a deal that would free up an additional $100 million to soften the blow to Detroit pensioners. Two people familiar with the talks told the Free Press late Tuesday. It goes on to say that there have been talks about the federal government supporting a move by the state to give Detroit $100 million in federal money for blight remediation. So is this on the backs of the U.S. taxpayers that this goes forward?
Well, it absolutely is, Greg. Look, Detroit has been grossly mismanaged for years, and that was a choice by Detroit citizens through their elected officials. And for all other federal taxpayers to now pay for it, or partially pay for it, to the tune of $100 million, I think it's just wrong. They need to make the tough choices there in Michigan, in Detroit. I think they're beginning to do that, finally. But the federal taxpayer shouldn't be on the hook for that conscious mismanagement, those bad decisions.
You are the sponsor of the State Bailout Prevention Act. Explain what that legislation would do.
Well, months ago, I think over a year ago, I introduced this bill because I saw this coming. I knew that with Detroit, Illinois, perhaps others, there would be attempts for the federal taxpayer to have to bail out these mismanaged jurisdictions. And so this simply says that the federal government, no federal authority, including the Treasury, including the Fed, can have an authority to bail out these entities in bankruptcy. Now, certainly that doesn't prevent other funds that would ordinarily go to these jurisdictions from continuing, but no funds specifically to bail out these mismanaged jurisdictions.
Now, you tried to get this passed on a unanimous consent vote. What happened?
Well, it had a lot of support, but unanimous consent means just that. It needed unanimous support, and the senators from Michigan blocked it. Now, that should tell you what's going on and what the plan was and what the thought was. So the two senators from Michigan specifically blocked it. I'm looking for other opportunities to move it forward, but unfortunately, in the Harry Reid Senate, he's probably going to go, Harry Reid and other Democratic leaders are probably going to go along with his bailout idea.
We're talking with Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. And Senator, it sounds like you would be opposed to the $100 million, even if that was the end of it. Do you feel that if this goes through, this will just be the beginning, or do you think this would probably be the extent of it?
Well, you're right. I am opposed to the $100 million. That's a lot of money where I come from. And again, the federal taxpayer shouldn't have to pony that up for gross mismanagement in one particular jurisdiction. That entity, those elected officials, need to make the hard choices. But I also agree with the thought that if it started there, it wouldn't end there, and I think it might very well mushroom from there.
You mentioned that the Harry Reid-led Senate would probably go along with the $100 million. Does that actually require congressional approval? And if it does, do you think the House would go along?
I don't know. I'm looking at that now. I'm concerned that they're trying to do this administratively. I don't think the Obama administration has the authority to do that, but that certainly hasn't stopped them in similar cases in the past. So we're looking hard at that now.
Talk a little bit more about the tough decisions you suggest would be the better approach here for city and state leaders to make in Michigan or anywhere else where there's a lot of red ink to be dealt with. I don't know how closely you've studied Detroit, but in terms of the general approach to getting out of deep financial straits, what are the smart ways to go about that?
Well, look, in Detroit and a lot of other jurisdictions, there's been this conspiracy for years. Public unions elect left-leaning elected officials, and those elected officials push very expensive public pension and other benefits for those unions. That's what's been building for years and years in Detroit, in Illinois, in other very left-leaning jurisdictions, particularly those dominated by public unions. And that's a big deal and a big part of what got Detroit into trouble. Now, the good news is they're finally beginning to understand that, making the tough decisions and changing some of their pension programs. That's necessary. But given this history that I described, I don't think the federal taxpayer should help bail them out through $100 million.
Senator, obviously Michigan's got a Republican governor who's on the ballot this year. He's the one who appointed this special project manager, Kevin Orr, to kind of oversee the handling of Detroit and ultimately the bankruptcy filing here. Does it surprise you that Republicans would be having their hands out for the federal dollars here, or is that just what happens when this much red ink piles up anywhere?
Well, first of all, I've read quotes by the governor saying he doesn't think this federal money is real, and so I applaud him for leaning in that direction, but certainly I'm sure other Republicans in Michigan will take any free money they can get, and that's often what happens. Doesn't mean it's right for the federal taxpayer.
If the money comes from federal taxpayers rather than through prudent fiscal decisions in the city of Detroit, do you think that will improve or hurt the progress Detroit is trying to make to get back to solvency?
Well, look, the more they're bailed out by others, the less they're going to make necessary tough choices. Simple as that. And so this is actually discouraging their making those tough decisions and getting management of the city on track. I was going to say back on track, but it hasn't been on track for decades, for generations.
Last question before we let you go, sir. We talked about the possibility of this being the tip of the iceberg for money heading into Detroit. Even if it's not, is it possibly the tip of the iceberg for other financially strapped communities?
Oh, absolutely. Detroit's not the end of it. Illinois could be in line. California could be in line. And so to set this sort of precedent is really dangerous.
Senator, we'll let you go. Have a wonderful Easter, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He's the sponsor of the State Bailout Prevention Act. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.